My name's Melissa Morris, and I'm explaining why papal authority and papal influence is so important while looking at the conquest and the colonization of the New World. One of the most important things to look at is the fluctuation of power and influence of the papal states. Over the years between the centuries of the 10th century and the 15th century, the Pope really fluctuated in his power to influence and to control the Christian kings throughout Europe. He really set the basics and the benchmarks for approving and pushing conversion of non-believers in the New World, in Africa, and in Europe itself. This conversion fluctuated from conversion at the Catholic level and from conversion at the violent level. The push of Catholic boundaries is important because the New World and its non-believers, who were termed as infidels, were considered heathens, and pushing the Catholic boundaries to the New World really brought about the religious influence and the religious belief that anyone who was non-Christian was not worthy of being human. The Encyclopaedia, created by Alexander VI, is the basic document that sets all precedents for future legal documents, colonization, and for charters in the New World. It goes back on previous decisions made by other popes, which just demonstrates the unstable situations of the religious and the secular worlds between the 10th and 15th centuries, and it assumes that all Christian princes will believe and will follow the will of the papal court, which, as you will see throughout the Encyclopaedia and throughout the 13th, 14th, and 15th centuries, does not happen, which results in huge instability and conflicts within Europe itself.